Good morning, honorable members. Those who are
good morning.
I hope we I am taking notes to check who is in here. We might have pressure of time, so we better start on time. And the on time is about 30 seconds now before we start. Let me officially declare the meeting open and welcome honorable members to the meeting, and immediately ask the Portfolio Committee Secretary if there are any apologies.
Good morning, everybody. I only received an apology from Mr. Groenewald. So yes, I didn't get any apologies from other members, and we still need two more members for a quorum. Thanks, Chair.
And what are the implications? Does it mean we must wait?
Yes, we'll have to. We can start discussing, but when we want to adopt the report, we will need to have the six members for the quorum. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, honorable members, why not proceed if there are members who join us? They will be free to raise whatever issue at the end, but I can see some too coming in now. The meeting is officially open. And we have noted the apology of Honorable Groenewald. And our agenda is to discuss discussion and adoption of the committee's budgetary review and recommendations report, what we call BRRR. That is what we are about today. And the normal approach would be to I think members received the draft report and they must have gone through it. So the normal procedure would be to go through it page by page, and members are free to stop the process at any stage and raise whatever they want to correct. And we will now, if there's no objection, we'll now go page by page. I did my reading, and I assume other members too. Can we start page one, where we looking at the overview? But like I've indicated, at any stage, let's stop and say if there's anything we have noted. Yes, can proceed. Now 2.2. I've noted something here that says second sentence, although the department it incurred, you said no authorized. I'm not sure if you have corrected it now. No authorized. I think there's something wrong there. No unauthorized. That was 2.2. Then 2.3, the CWP impact on the broader community are issues that must be interrogated. I think it was just a grammar. I'm a teacher by profession. It says that must be interrogated. That's what I noted. Can we proceed then if there's no other member who might have noted anything? Yes, proceed if there's nobody. I was just demonstrating that any member can stop us. Let's proceed. On 8 point, oh yeah, we still proceed. Yes, proceed. 8.8. I think there I am also subject to correction, where you say potable water. That word there looked funny. When you say potable, P-O-T-A. So that's what I noted, but I'm not a dictionary. So that was what I noted there. Can proceed. Proceed if there's no other hand comment. Proceed. Proceed. Then the last point says the report must be considered. Honorable members. Yes, I see the hand of Honorable Msimango.
Thank you very much, Chair. good morning to you, and good morning to the colleagues, members of the portfolio committee, and of course colleagues that are assisting us as the staff. Chair, I wanted to take the advantage of this opportunity, given the fact that it's portfolio committee members that are here and the support staff, to raise something now that the issue of the report looks covered. I did not have anything. I actually wanted to raise, I raised my hand before you could start reading the report, to say on the agenda if it was possible, so that I don't smuggle the issue later in the agenda, was to say, looking at
who is that now? Who is disrupting us? I think we must mute that person. Okay, Honorable Msiman.
Yes, so I wanted to raise something which is a little bit out of this report that we are reading, but of course it's something that I noticed when we were doing oversight, in particular of this report, and sponsor a view or a suggestion that says, Chair, would it be wrong if we request that after each and every oversight, we have a meeting of this nature where we take stock, one, of how we have planned our oversight to the things that we might need to improve on the oversight, but also be able to give feedback to our colleagues that are assisting us with logistics, so that we are able to give that feedback, so that they become better, but also we become better as committee members in planning our oversight. There are things that we need to take as lessons in the previous oversight, so that when we move into the next oversight, we become better people, whether be it logistically or be it the planning itself in terms of how we do the oversight. So I'm saying we do that post-mortem, all of us together as this committee, and say, maybe if we can change this, correct that, do better here, you know, so that we are able to become a better community. So I wanted to raise that, looking at the fact that we are alone in this meeting. I know for a fact that this meeting was called for a specific reason, which is to approve the report. I read the report. There was actually nothing major that really I could pick up. And I must say well done to the colleagues that were drafting the report. It actually captures what we were doing in terms of the oversight. But my concern is exactly that, which speaks about the post-mortem. And if colleagues agree, we'll then have to find a way of how do we do it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think let's note that and see how we can handle it. But as you have indicated, let's now focus on the adoption of the BRRR report. But I think we are noting what you have said. We'll find a way as to how should we deal with it. I see two hands, Honorable Mpumza and Honorable Brink. Honorable Mpumza. Honorable Mpumza. It looks like.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, Chair. Yes. Chair, to me, the content of this BRRR report, draft report, apparently represent our deliberations, and I read it, and I was to raise an error that we have actually raised, so that the lexical meaning is contained. I then therefore actually rise to adopt the report. The last chair, I am tempted to second the proposal by Honorable Ms. Mango that we must have time and space perhaps to reflect on our oversight, so that we are able to improve going forward. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Brink. Honorable Brink. I see the end has disappeared now. There was a proposal for adoption of the report. Yes, Honorable Simango.
The I think I got mixed up there, but be that as it may, I think there is nothing wrong with the report. In fact, I wanted to move. The only thing that I also noted was the issue of, in the CRL, if you can go back, you can try and flight the report back. There is somewhere where it talks about, I think it's just the matter of spelling again. It's not Lobedu, it's Bulobedu. It's 8.10. I noted it as 8.10. It says, 8.10 towards the second. Okay, it says key conflicts relating to cultural matters have been seen in respect of two kings in Emampondweni, Eastern Cape, and Lobedu, a tribe in Limpopo. Now, the spelling should be Bulobedu. That is how it is spelled. Rather than that, I also wanted to move for the adoption before I could raise that issue, Chair. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Seeing that there are no further hands, I still see Honorable Brink.
Thank you, Chair. I think I just lost some signal on my way to a caucus meeting at the moment. Just one observation and one suggestion of what I think should be included. The first the observation is how very little there is on the district development model. Now, I don't think that's the committee's fault or something which Andile has neglected. It's just because it's so very unclear what exactly the district development model will entail. The second thing, Chairperson, and I think we should at least observe it because it's something that has been raised in the committee, is the matter of the political involvement of the chairperson of the Municipal Demarcation Board, which both Honourable Spies and I have raised, and perhaps one or two other members of the committee. It is definitely something that touches on the credibility and legitimacy of the Municipal Demarcation Board, especially given that more than any other entity that reports to us, it is meant to be above the party political fray. And so I think that observation needs to be included. Thanks very much.
Thank you. With those honorable members' issues raised, would I be wrong to say we are agreeing that the report with the amendments is must be adopted? Any objection? I've had somebody proposing and somebody seconding. Is there any objection? Or should I say on behalf of the meeting, the report is adopted?
As probature.
The report is adopted. I think we'll follow up on the issue that was raised by Honorable Msimang. In fact, I think it's a matter of principle to say we'd want to improve on what we are doing. So we can only improve if we look at the lessons in the past. The meeting then, if there's no problem, is adjourned. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.